Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Montenegro welcomes the distinguished delegation of the Central African Republic and thanks for the presentation of the national report. We welcome the efforts invested by the authorities in improving the state of human rights in the country. With the view towards further advancing the institutional response in this regard, we encourage the Central African Republic to allocate the sufficient financial and human resources to equip the National Commission on Human Rights and Fundamental Freedoms to fulfill its mandate fully, effectively, and independently. We remain deeply concerned that the reports on the lack of significant developments in implementing the political agreement for peace and reconciliation, as evidenced by reports, serious human rights violations and breaches of international humanitarian law attributed to armed groups that were signatories to the agreement, but also to national security forces. Montenegro recommends to the Central African Republic the following: to ensure that all cases of recruitment of children for armed conflict are thoroughly and efficiently investigated, to prevent and combat all forms of violence against women by establishing marital rape, forced marriage, early marriage, and female genital mutilation as offenses, to amend the national legislation to integrate the definition of torture consistent with the Convention Against Torture and other cruel, inhumane, or degrading treatment or punishment. We wish the Central African Republic a successful UPR cycle, and I thank you.